If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Montreal Alouettes Canadian receiver Tyson Philpott joins us. And Tyson, first and foremost, man, you've reset the receiver market in terms of Canadians, $275,000 in 2026 with your extension for that season. In 2027, you could earn $285,000. That's just the hard money. There's a little bit of an uptick there if you're an all-star or happen to win MLC or MLP. How were you able to get such a landmark deal?
Yeah, you know, I mean, first off, you know, shout out Rob Fry, shout out my agent for, you know, doing all the work in the behind the scenes. And, you know, shout out Danny and the Montreal Alouettes Association, too. I think, they've always told me, man, they're not going to let me go. It's going to be on me to really walk away from them. And I think just all season, you know, it's been we've had a couple of conversations and, you know, kind of just laid the groundwork. And they knew I didn't want to go anywhere else. Montreal guy at heart. And I think it made the most sense. You know, I didn't take too long into the free agency. They didn't let it get to free agency, but, I think it was just, appreciation on both sides of what we've done these last couple of years. But, now I'm getting paid real money. So it's time to, you know, meet all those expectations.
What does that say about you in terms of moving that receiver market forward, and perhaps not even just the receiver market, the Canadian skill positions forward?
Yeah, it's huge. That's something I dreamed about, you know, honestly. I mean, I didn't dream about, you know, being the highest paid, but I dreamed about being one of the best out there. And I think with that comes the money. I dreamed about being an inspirational Canadian within the CFL. And yeah, whenever anyone asks me, you know, how I feel about that stuff, I say, I'm so excited for the next guy to get paid and then the next guy, and just watch it keep continuing to grow. One of the first guys to reach out to me was Sam Emulis. And, you know, I said, yeah, in 2 weeks, you'll be getting your money too. So, just honored to, you know, set that benchmark and then just, you know, watch the Canadian explode.
You signed a contract extension with Montreal. So did Davis Alexander. Did you know that your franchise quarterback played with a torn UCL in his final collegiate season at Portland State?
Absolutely. One thing about that guy is he is tough as nails. Like, coming in, you know, obviously we've been great friends since, you know, rookie year. But he's always talked about how he's never hurt, never, you know, missed a game. So I knew that about him. I'm surprised he's just, you know, letting that stuff out now. That's why just seeing him injured last year, it sucked because I know, I mean, we watched it. He played the Grey Cup with I'm sure it's out there now, but with a torn hamstring, like something that I wouldn't be able to walk with. He's out there running and throwing 50-yard bombs with. So just shows a character of him and how tough he really is, you know?
Definitely. Let's shift to flag football because from what I've heard, you have a long background in it, not just playing, reffing as well.
Yeah, you know, super excited to see the things that are going for Canada and for flag football, you know, in the Olympics and just growing the football game, you know, as a whole. But yeah, you know, you go back to, you check the resume. Oh, I've got 3 provincial championships in flag. Like you said, I ref for like 10 to 12 years. So, you know, we were just doing flag at our boy Jeffrey Canton, our crew's camp, and I was one of the refs. You know, I was setting the beanbag up. I was telling everybody the exact rules. My boy Wesley Sutton, he didn't really like the contact rules. You know, he didn't know you couldn't play through the hands or knock the football down. And I'm like, yeah, man, these are like, it's a skill game. Like, it's a game within it in a game. So, yeah, I would love to, you know, get on board with this Team Canada stuff and, you know, Coach LaPolice, we'll have a conversation soon.
I would imagine he wants to have a conversation with you too. How could the mechanics work with the Montreal Alouettes? And the context of that is the BC Lions have given their blessing to Nathan Rourke. He's already playing in a BC recreational league. How do you think you would go about that with Montreal?
Yeah, you know, those are obviously conversations that we have to have. Haven't had any conversation at all with anyone with Montreal towards that. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, you're going to be, you know, missing 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully, the CFL, you know, we can get a bye week in there or something, depending on who's playing kind of thing. Curious to see how the NFL will go about it with them. I know they'll kind of be just in training camp, not regular season. So, but I think, you know, I feel like as long as it's not any kind of crazy important game, maybe, you know, I'd get a blessing there. At the end of the day, I'm willing to do whatever, you know, the organization that, you know, they pay me to, you know, play for the Alouettes, you know, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. But I feel like the Olympics is a thing you don't want to miss. It's something that really only happens, you know, maybe once in everyone's career. So I would love to, you know, get their blessing to play. But at the end of the day, when the time comes, we'll be able to sit down and do that.
You were talking about the potential impact if you did play for Team Canada at the Olympics. Let's say you make a head top catch on Patrick Surtain, who's an all-pro in the NFL. How much credibility do you think that could give CFL players if you were to do that in the Olympics?
Huge. That's like, anytime I sit down and have that conversation with somebody, it's like, that's the first thing we bring up. Like, can you imagine on that big of a stage, someone makes a catch like that on an elite, you know, American player or wherever they are from. And, you know, the announcer says, yeah, like this is the Montreal Alouettes CFL receiver. Like, now everybody's Googling, what's the CFL? You know, why isn't this guy in the NFL? Like, just little conversations like that, I think, can grow our league exponentially. And that's what it's about, right? That's, you know, getting our names on the biggest stage.
What's a bigger stage? Catching a touchdown in the final seconds of a Grey Cup to win or potentially playing at the Olympics?
You know, I probably have to say, you know, the Olympics, you know, just because of the outreach that you can get from that. You're representing your country, not just, you know, a Canadian league. You're representing the Maple Leaf. I feel like that's like growing up, like, you know, I grew up watching hockey. I grew up watching, you know, track and field. Never in my dreams that I think I would watch football at the Olympics. So to think about, you know, think about that and then think about even being a part of that is like surreal, like a pinch me kind of moment. With it being in LA too, I feel like they'll probably, you know, US will go through and beyond with just, you know, everything that entails with the Olympics. But yeah, just, you know, think about, you know, Canadian gold medal at the Olympics of flag football. Like, think about what that could do for us.
That would be massive.
Massive.
Yeah. Canada still needs to qualify this summer. There's the World Championships. Top two go through to the Olympics. Okay. But, you know, I think Canada has a really good shot. Michael O'Connor coached me up on this. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
I know it. But you and your brother Jalen have played together, you know, throughout your careers. Mm-hmm. Now you're in the CFL together, not on the same team. But who's the better flag?
Oh, that's a great question. If you're going back to, you know, highlights, look them up. You know, Tyson Football Flag highlights. I know there's a couple on there. I think me, you know, I feel like I think Jalen was still playing rusher / running back at those days, a little receiver, but just, you know, a little more polished route runner, you know, adds to my, or, you know, feeds into my skills kind of thing. But, you know, I'm open for the challenge, you know, I'm sure he would say himself. So, you know, we'll let the coaches decide that.
There's been some talk in terms of competition for those coveted spots on Team Canada if they get to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Will it be mainly CFL players? Could it be mainly NFL players? Could it be the guys on the team right now, like Michael O'Connor, Anthony O'Clair, and the rest? When you think about that, do you feel like you're just as good as perhaps names that will get thrown around in the NFL, like in Elik Iomanner or some of the other skill guys?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because, you know, you can't forget those guys that are in the States that are, you know, Canadian born and could represent our country. I wouldn't say I'm going to stand here and tell you I'm better than them. I'm not sure, familiar with their, you know, familiarity with flag football, but like we said before, you know, I have a resume of playing flag football. So, I feel like it'd be just like riding a bike, you know, I'd get right back into it. But I think it would be awesome to, you know, put the best of the best together. Cause I feel like sometimes, you know, in Canadian football, at least in BC, we could never field, the best athletes just because of politics outside, you know, parents, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. So I think just the fact of being able to get the coveted best of the best on the same team would be, you know, that would be great for Canadian sports. And if they, you know, train a little flag football and, you know, we all show up and have a little mini camp and the best of the best wins, let's do it. But you got to remember, you got to play defense too. Like, it's not just receiver. You're there to play, you know, multiple positions. So I think that's something I can excel at.
And you've done that in the past, right?
Yeah, I know. I was, you know, I think Eastern Washington wanted me as a safety. Like, I, you know, I grew up playing defense as well, both ways, always. So the DB skills are definitely there a little bit. Definitely need some polishment, but they're still there.
That's good to know. Tyson Philpott, he can ball on both sides of the ball. Thanks for the time, man.
Appreciate it, Justin.